Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this helps bring about a lot of clarity with her trial so that she can obey you and bear fruit for your glory. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get in the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, because he's the one that's going to be protecting you through all of the trials that you're going to go through. You don't know what's coming your way, okay? But he does, and he'll get you ready, okay? But once you do, you're going to be persecuted, and you can understand persecution better if you understand Bible prophecy, okay? Because it just kind of plays out in a smaller scale in your personal life, okay? And then talking about the Nebuchadnezzar statue in the last part, which is iron and communism and how they connect. So going over the Communist Manifesto and how it communism goes after your property. On a side note, I'll probably talk about this more later on. This can manifest in different ways. You'll see this. You can see this manifesting how they go after people's property. And the use of the credit system in China, okay? There's a documentary on the website that I strongly suggest taking a look at that goes into detail about this, okay? But it's a social credit system, so you have like a combination of the credit, like your credit score combined with like your approval by the state. So this can manifest in different ways, okay? But just communism goes after your property, and that's why it's biblically accurate in terms of Bible prophecy, because that's how the last part of the statue, it connects to the mark of the beast. But anyways, moving on and talking about the baptism, okay? If the Holy Spirit is preparing you for this, okay, the shift that's going to take place, okay, what you may see is him baptizing your goods. So talked about obtaining things by faith yesterday, but the way that I've seen it be just the most biblically clear is when you lose something, okay? You could have obtained something by faith, and then you seem like you're going through a really bad trial, okay, where, or you just got it yourself too. But it seems like things are being taken away from you, okay? And this can either be from chastening or because of your sin, okay? And you had an open door maybe from Satan, okay? Or just persecution, okay? And the Holy Spirit, when you're praying and reading your Bible and walking in the Holy Spirit, is guiding you not to go after it yourself and fix things yourself, but just to be patient and wait upon him and let him bring it back to you, okay? And this is the most clear way that I've seen the baptism take place with a person's goods or something outside of the actual person's soul, okay? And what happens is that when you do that, it's just like the cross, the way that Jesus died on the cross because Satan came after him, okay, which was part of Bible prophecy, and then went and was dead and buried and then raised from the dead like by the Father. And now lives eternally, and then we inherit eternal life, of course. The same basic process can happen, or does happen, if you follow through. It's very difficult. You have to endure the trial all the way through until the end. But the same thing happens with, it can be with anything outside of yourself, okay? So hopefully I'm explaining this well. It could be your marriage, it could be your job, it could be your house, it could be your health, it could be anything, okay? But what happens is you go through this process and you just trust and believe in the Lord, and you don't try and fix it yourself, and he does it. The Father fixes it for you. And then after that, it's just like everything just seems to just maintain itself, okay, supernaturally. And you've got something now that's locked away in heaven, okay? And you might see this happen with your property, okay? Because if he does this with your property, what you'll find later on is that when all these weird laws start to come into play and people are losing their things, you know, you'll see all of a sudden you've got some sort of strange loophole where you get to keep what you have, or somehow it's protected. Just something, some way the Father provides a way of escape, because he went through this trial with him on in this area or with this piece of property, and now it's sustained differently. Okay, hopefully I'm explaining that well. I'll go and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day glorifying your Son, and knows that she needs to read her Bible from cover to cover. When she's done, read it again and ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that she can understand these things. I ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.